All right, we're talking some softball right now with Peabody High School softball coach Tony Palmieri. And Tony, welcome back to MSO. How are you?
I'm good, Rick. How are you?
Oh, just great. You know, the weather kind of sucks right now. And one thing about spring sports with kids in eastern Massachusetts, you got to be tough to be out there.
Oh, yeah. Tonight was a perfect example of that. You know, it started raining and right at the beginning of the game. Freezing still and wet, but mm-hmm. It did great tonight, so...
Well, let's start with the most recent thing first, and we'll work our way backwards. Obviously, playing Lynn Classical today, a big win for you guys. Tell me a little bit about it and about scheduling out of league with this new format that the MIAA has.
Yeah, Lynn Classical definitely brought a good game, especially in the beginning there. It was a really close game in the first inning or two, and then our bats came alive, and you know we kind of took off there. But it was nice to see teams, you know, outside of our league, obviously. And like you said, with the new format of the state tournament, it's a great way to kind of get out there, see the different teams, because you could now be playing, like, anybody across the state. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and Lynn Classical, you know, always presents a challenge. And, of course, we missed them being in the league, but they decided to go elsewhere, so that's okay. Tell me a little bit about how the season has gone at this point. And maybe what I'd like to do, Coach, which no coach ever wants to talk about, but tell me about the one loss. What was that all about, and to whom?
So we'll start with Amesbury is who we lost to.
Mm-hmm.
That was our first game of the season, Rick.
Oh.
Yeah, they were state finalists.
Right.
Division III. Unbelievable team, very well coached. Gave us a great game, like, pitching-wise. That was probably the toughest pitcher mm-hmm. that we've seen yet. And the runs that we let up were three unearned runs.
Uh-oh.
So like, and then they let up one unearned run. And so there was no earned runs in the game. And I think if things went a little different and a little less errors, we probably would still be playing. And but that was the best game yet of the season.
Oh wow!
Sure.
Is it a possible rematch down the road somewhere?
Yes, there is. Yep, we booked each other twice on our schedule, first and last game, actually.
Oh, fantastic. All right, well, we'll have to watch out for that one. Give me another highlight or two, and then I want to talk about some of your kids, because the names are so familiar across the North Shore. But a highlight or two so far, as you guys, as you told me, are 7-1.
Yes, definitely. We are undefeated in our league so far, Rick, so mm-hmm. that's definitely the highlight so far of the season. Hopefully we can keep it going in our league for sure.
Okay, one of the coolest things I've ever seen in my life was last year, I think it was last season, when Abby Betancourt, who's obviously a fantastic athlete, hit a home run and actually punched out her dad's car window. Is that true?
Yes, yep, that happened. Yeah, that was one of the coolest things, too. I love it because her father parked right there. And I'm like, no, his daughter's up, you know.
Yeah, yeah. I thought that was so cool. Of course, we all know Coach Betancourt here at MSO and the job
yeah.
he does all over Peabody with so many different sports. So where do we start with your kids? Because the Betancourts, the Lemasnys are all known, but you still have a relatively young team, don't you?
Yes, very young. My team is full of two seniors definitely play all the time. The other three kind of rotate in. Then the rest they have, I have like 13 kids on the team besides them.
Mm-hmm.
And they're all freshmen, sophomores, and juniors, which the sophomore class is pretty big, and they're full of great athletes.
You know, Tony, you've coached in a couple of places, and I want to ask you about, I don't want to call it a feeder system, but is there a lot of softball across the city for kids, you know, under high school age?
So in Peabody, this is from all the few places that I have coached, Rick, so far. Peabody definitely has the most involvement in the sport. The Little League, we actually just stayed for the opening ceremony for the Little League softball, which is, I think, the first time that we've actually ever done it in Peabody.
Wow,
and
okay.
Awesome. It was a huge turnout, bunch of teams, bunch of kids. It's definitely growing even bigger, so that's exciting for me.
Absolutely. Now, please brag about some of your kids that we may or may not be familiar with.
Sure. You guys know the Betancourt, you know the Lemasny, Logan Lemasny. Emma Bloom is a senior captain. Shortstop, awesome. Hit third for us. Great kid, great athlete. Gina Terrazano is another senior captain, plays first base, another great athlete. We have a couple other hitters in the middle of our order. They play outfield for me, Kylie Doolin and Penny Spack. Unbelievable. They came, I first saw them when they were in eighth grade, and I was like, geez, they're gonna, you know, do something up here. Mm-hmm. And they definitely are because they're they're in our top three hitters right now. So they're excellent.
Okay, now, is Abby your ace on the pitching staff?
Abby, yes. Yep, and then our second pitcher, Avery Greco,
mm-hmm.
also a sophomore. It's like having a 1 and a 1A, to be honest, at the mound.
That's not fair, man.
I know.
I kid. Good for you. And it's, you know, when we watch this across the league, it's great to see these young kids doing so well. You know, the underclassmen participating in sports, because some of the schools are losing that participation. They don't have as many kids taking part in sports, and it's great to see it. What's the biggest challenge in the conference for you?
You mean team-wise? I would say Gloucester.
Mm-hmm.
They gave us a good game, too. We won 5-3 against Gloucester. Mm-hmm. It was a very close game. Excellent game.
I saw them in one game against St. Mary's, and the Newhall kid, I can't remember her first name. But they actually got some hits off her, and then St. Mary's pulled away in a 9-1 win. And then I went back and checked stuff online, and she's thrown, I think, 3 no-hitters and 2 perfect games. It's like, good God, that's crazy. Good Lord.
Yeah, she gave us a good game, yeah.
All right, so let me think here. Outside the league, now, what are your non-conference games, your crossover games?
So we did 2 with Amesbury, mm-hmm. 2 with Lynn Classical.
Okay.
And then we have the Courtney Corning Tournament that I'm very happy to bring mm-hmm. back this year because COVID, the past couple of seasons, we weren't able to get it in, obviously.
Tell me about that, please, Tony. I'm not aware of that.
Yeah, so I was actually on the committee that first started the Courtney Corning Tournament, and it was the year she had passed away in high school. She was on my team, and we decided to run this tournament here with Art Cronin, and Art's been doing it for years. He's out of Beverly. He, ever since then, he's been running this Memorial Day tournament for Courtney in honor of her, and the teams around this area that Courtney was familiar with all participate in it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a four-team tournament, Peabody, Danvers, Fenwick, and Beverly.
Love it.
Yeah, it's a great day.
Well, congratulations on doing such a nice thing. I'm sure the family appreciates that, and you keep that alive. And
yes.
Speaking of your class, congratulations on your being elected to the Peabody High School Sports Hall of Fame. As a multi-sport athlete, you certainly deserve that. And, you know, you couldn't get the, do you guys usually have a little dinner celebration, or how does that work? Because you weren't able to do it through COVID.
No, we weren't, yeah. So it's been 2 years we've been waiting for this, and, they actually had changed it from Danversport to now they're going to do it at the Higgins Middle School, and have that night there with some food afterwards.
Okay. So, well, that ain't Danversport, but it's okay.
Yeah, we're
like, I gotcha. Excellent. So when does that come out?
That is in September at the first home football game, actually.
Okay, fantastic. Well, congratulations on that. And I know, I think a final thing while I have you here is I like to talk to coaches about their view with multi-sport athletes, because there is a move among some people or some parents or some kids that like to really focus on one sport for whatever reason. But across the board, when I talk to you coaches, you really support and encourage kids to play more than one sport, even if they're not terrific athletes in these other sports for many reasons. And I'm guessing where you're a multi-sport athlete, you also do the same.
Yes, definitely. We love multi-sport athletes. I just think it gives kids, you know, different muscle to work on throughout the season and rest the other muscles. I think it just makes you an all-around better athlete. So,
and finally, I don't want to keep you too much longer. I promise I won't, because I know you. I know your voice is giving out with working at the game today.
yeah.
But women athletes, girl athletes, the multi-sport aspect of it, the competitive aspect of it. The one thing I've taught for 40 years at Gloucester High School, and I coached JV, and what I have really noticed is the change in across the board competitiveness of the female athlete. There were always leaders. There were always kids who burned to win.
Mm-hmm.
But I see now across the board kids when you put the uniform on and the whistle blows, whatever sport it is, man, they're out there to win. And is that a change? I know that you are very competitive and your classmates were, but do you know what I'm trying to say here? It seems like that's even a better thing now.
Yes, I can't say enough about those girls who, like you said, put the uniform on and they want to compete. To have that as a coach, you need that as a coach. And I'm sure you know after coaching JV, it's tough if you don't have it to motivate. But when you do have it, it makes your job a little bit easier. So coaches eat that stuff up. Mm-hmm. And I'm lucky enough to have that, throughout the whole team at Peabody. So.
Well, it comes from the top down too, so that's I totally get that, Coach. Coach, thank you so much. I know that you're tired. Congratulations on the tremendous start. You're almost halfway through the season, and I hope I can check in with you later on.
Thank you so much, Rick. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Tony. Be well. Take care of yourself.
All right, you too.
All right, good night. That is Tony Palmieri, who is the Peabody High School softball coach and Hall of Fame player at Peabody High School. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.